Good morning from AI in Asia. Here's your 3 before 9 for Monday, the 20th of April. Today, we're looking at who's really winning the AI race, and it's not who you'd think. We've got Google making frontier models free for everyone. And Southeast Asia's love affair with AI is running way ahead of its rule book. Let's start with the money question. PwC just dropped its 2026 AI performance study. And the headline number is stark. Nearly three quarters of all AI value is being captured by just 20% of companies. Here's the interesting part. It's not the companies cutting costs that are pulling ahead. It's the ones using AI to chase growth. Growth-focused firms are 2 to 3 times more likely to deploy AI for spotting opportunities across entirely different industries. The efficiency-only playbook. It's hitting diminishing returns. Now, Singapore really stands out in this data. 67% of Singapore businesses say they're willing to take risks on AI investment compared with just 41% globally. And 43% are already using AI to compete with companies outside their own sector. That's more than double the global average. The takeaway for enterprise buyers across Asia Pacific is clear. The AI advantage now belongs to companies chasing new revenue, not those trimming headcount. Okay, story number two. Google DeepMind has released Gemma 4, and this one changes the calculus for developers across Asia. It's a family of 4 open source models, ranging from a compact 2 billion parameter edge variant, all the way up to a 31 billion parameter dense model that currently ranks 3rd on the Arena AI text leaderboard. Now, here's what's important to understand. Gemma 4 can take in images, video, and audio as input. The smaller models even handle speech recognition, but it only generates text as output. It doesn't create images, audio, or video. That distinction matters. The 31 billion parameter model runs on a single 80 gigabyte NVIDIA H100 GPU. And the entire family ships under Apache 2.0, meaning fully permissive commercial use with zero royalty obligations. For startups and enterprise teams across India, Indonesia, and Vietnam who can't afford frontier AI pricing or prefer keeping data on premises, this removes a major barrier. Expect regional cloud providers across Southeast Asia and Japan to move quickly with hosted Gemma 4 instances. And our third story today takes us across the whole of Southeast Asia. Stanford's 2026 AI Index report confirms what many of us suspected. This region is the most optimistic about AI anywhere in the world, but the governance infrastructure hasn't kept pace. In Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, and Singapore, more than 80% of people say AI will profoundly change their lives within 3 to 5 years. Singapore leads all 30 surveyed countries at 81% public trust in government AI regulation. Indonesia follows at 76, Malaysia at 73, and Thailand at 70%. But here's the gap. Most ASEAN nations still rely on voluntary frameworks and soft law guidance rather than binding AI legislation. Vietnam is the sole exception, having enacted an AI law in December 2025 that takes effect in phases from March this year. The gap between enthusiasm and regulation creates both opportunity and risk. Companies moving fast in markets with minimal rules enjoy flexibility now, but face the prospect of retroactive compliance costs when hard regulation arrives. And now, the AI in Asia view. 3 very different stories today, but they're all pointing at the same thing. Asia's AI moment isn't coming. It's here. And the winners won't be decided by who has the biggest budget. PwC's data tells us the growth-minded firms are pulling away. Google's Gemma 4 hands developers across the region a frontier-class model with no strings attached. And Southeast Asia's populations are ready, even if their governments are still writing the rules. The real question for 2026 isn't whether AI transforms this region. It's whether the governance frameworks can catch up before the gap between ambition and accountability becomes a liability. That's your 3 Before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.